LNB's audio diary for the 13th of January 2024. It is a Saturday and it's about 7:45 in the morning. I am on my way to the shelter. Take care of that bunny. I'm sorry, it's closer to 8:00. Yeah, late start, but that's okay. It's okay. If I get there too early, everything's locked up and I can't get in there anyway. And everything's going to be locked up anyway, right? Because they don't have anybody to plow. Not out in the back anyway, where usually the employees park. And that gate gets locked up and then you can't get in because I don't have a key. Mrs. Bronx has a key, so if I go in with her, there's never a problem. But I don't have a key and I don't want a key, you know? It's just not a thing. They shouldn't have that many keys floating around. It's always a bad idea. So, we'll see. We'll see if they're open when I get there. Okay, so, this past week, we had a cold snap around here. Temperatures down to single digits, and it never got above freezing at all through for a week or so. Now, you know, people listening from cold countries aren't going to be impressed by any of this, but out here in Arizona, that's a little unusual, right? So, even in the winter. But usually, I say it's unusual, but we usually have at least one or two cold snaps per winter, right? So this was one of those. A little colder than usual, though. It really was a little cold. Usually, even in a cold snap, we'll get temps and they'll at least go up over 30 or something. But boy, it was not cool. Or you know what I mean. Anyway, let's see. I have to do. Am I doing that? All right, that's my. I don't need a defroster. I need that. All right. I just need it to get the... There. As I'm breathing, it's fogging up the windshield. Sorry. So anyway, yeah, it was cold, right? How did this start? How did it start? Oh, it started with a pipe bursting, freezing and then bursting. Now, we had a little bit of a heads up or, you know, a warning because the washing machine, the water to the washing machine froze, right? But we were able to get it unfrozen. It warmed up enough that this one particular day, because like, even though the ambient temperatures don't warm up, if you're in the sun out here, you get warmer, even if it's really cold out, right? And while that part of the house isn't necessarily in the sun, the house itself is, et cetera, right? So anyway, we got the washing machine to work, but then, oh, I don't know what day it was. It was sometime last week. No, it was this week, early this week. I heard the water running. I looked out, and sure enough, pipe broke, right? So I'm freaking out. I go and turn off the water, you know, the water main to the house, okay? Had to do that. And then I called a plumber immediately, and then I called Mrs. Bronx to tell her what was up. So the plumbers came out and they fixed that. And that was expensive, but they did it, right? The next day, the washing machine is frozen again. And we can't light the water heater, right? That should be, those things should not be connected, right? Because we have a propane water heater, no electronics involved. So, you know, no electronics, no, none of that, right? And we're getting water in the rest of the house. It's just the washing machine that's frozen and we have cold water, right? Okay, so they come out again, or one of the guys comes out again. He gets the water pipes unfrozen and we really do a much better job of getting everything kind of insulated and closed off there where the pipes were, right? Because that was probably the problem. Plus, we had temperatures into the single digits with steady howling winds. So it was just cold. It was just freaking cold. So that was bad, and that's why those froze. Could happen again too, but because we're not properly insulated in that area, right? And we're gonna take steps for that to fix that, probably in the spring or so. It's all outside work, so I can't expect anyone to do it. But I did call a contractor and leave a message, so they'll get back to me. Probably they're seasonal people in the area anyway. Anyway, they'll get back to me whenever, if they do. If not, I'll call somebody else. So anyway, yeah, that's taken care of. But the bad news is that our water heater is dead, right? The controller for the water heater is gone. That needs replacing. But the plumber, he said, you have a closed combustion water heater, because that's the kind that, by law, that's the kind that has to go into the art kind of house, right? So he's like, that those are very expensive to replace. And we personally, you know, their company, we don't even replace them. We won't fix them. Rather, I should say, we won't fix them. We'll only replace them with electric. Electric ones are so much easier and cheaper to use, right, and to install and everything. So it's like, okay, it's not worth throwing money at. First off, he says, you know, how long did you have this? And it's got to be over 20 years. It's got to be about 20 years old. No, more than that. It's got to be more than that, because it's probably about 25 years old. And he's like, wow, that's, you got a good run out of this, because these things usually last only about 10 to 12 years out here. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I guess we can't complain then. And that is true. I hear about people replacing their water heaters around here quite a bit. So anyway, yeah, that's done. Or it has to be done, I should say. Okay, so we're looking at a lot more money now. But we counted our pennies and we can do it. We can do it. It's something that we don't want to do. And it won't put us in a hole. I was going to say, we're not going to go into debt to it. But yeah, we're going to have to put at least some of it on the credit card. So yeah, we are going to go into debt with this. But whatever. It's a water heater. That stuff happens. And so we got to replace that. And that's the state of things. Now, those are the events. And you can just place yourself in our shoes, dear listener, and understand how much trouble that is, how troubling all of that is, right? We're going to be living with cold water for a while. It's the middle of winter, so that's a joy. But it can be done, right? You know, we can warm water on the stove or in the microwave or whatever for those quick uses that we need. And for bathing, we'll be doing the sponge bath thing for a while. Okay, not pleasant, but people did it for thousands of years. People were taking sponge baths. I think we're fine, okay? So we got that to look forward to, but the real issue about all this, personal issue anyway, it was my reaction to it all. I found myself in a near steady state of panic throughout much of it. And I used to see that on my father's face when he was my age. When things went wrong, things knocked him out of sorts, things took away the comfortable little bubble he'd created for himself. Now, my dad blew up his own life on more than one occasion, right? In his latter decades of his life, he really straightened himself out. He put the bottle down, he made amends with his family, he really went out of his way to end up with the kind of life he really wanted, right? Now that's admirable. No matter how you cut it, that's admirable. And it really doesn't matter in a lot of ways what he did beforehand, and some of it was pretty despicable. But he really went all out to give himself the kind of life that he really wanted. And that was one of comfort and security. Very impressive, I think, anyway. But when anything happened to upset that, I could see the anxiety on his face, right? And naturally, when you have that much to lose. Now, I haven't blown up my life the way he did, right? But I have been in states of privation much of my life. You could argue that we live in one now, but we've managed to create a bubble of comfort and security, right? But I understand bubbles can pop, and this was one of those times, right? So I'm kind of a nervous wreck, and I'm running around the house in semi-panic, not knowing what to do. Mrs. Bronx, when things like this happen, she's very practical. She'll find a way forward and then sit and wait for it to be done, right? So she's sitting there watching her shows, and I'm freaking out, and it's pissing me off that she's not freaking out with me, right? It's not rational on any front, right? So I was not a pleasant person to be with for a few days, and I did apologize to her when it finally settled down. And I've been examining my reaction, right? So yesterday, as we're waiting for a lot of this stuff to come together, I started feeling it happen again, and I made pains. I paid attention, and I made pains to calm my ass down and realize that we have a plan. We're just going to let it go, right? We have a plan. We're going to let it go. And then finally, when we got the pronouncement of the dead water heater, and we got the pipes unfrozen and kind of wrapped up so that they're going to be, I think we're going to be okay for a while over there. When we got that pronouncement, it was such a relief. I can't even explain it. It was a relief to finally know what the problem was and what a true fix was going to be, right? Yeah, we're looking at throwing a lot of money at this problem. You know, that's what happens, right? With big issues like this. But there's no ambiguity. We know what the problem is. We know what will fix it. Now we can move forward. As opposed to, why is the water heater not, you know, kicking on? What can we do? What can we do? It does it kick off? Do I run in and fix it? Should I have to call the gas company, right? Instead of a plumber. What do I have to do? What do I have to do, right? And why, and here's a key, why was it throwing, you know, warm water instead of hot for the longest time? I thought it needed draining. It probably did, but I don't think that was the ultimate cause. I think it was part of this issue, which has to do with it kicking off. You'd light it. It would seem to light just fine after he got everything cleaned out, because it was really, you know, from ash and dust and everything. It was pretty gunked up in there. He cleared it out, so it lights up fine, but then it would kick off. It would just turn off. And that has to do with there are some parts inside the thing that are built into it, and if those go, you gotta take off all the controls and replace all the controls. It's designed to fail. It's one of those products. It's designed to fail. So, anyway, that's another reason why he says, yeah, it's not worth saying, you know, putting money into this. And the weird thing is, the smaller you go on water heaters of this type, the more expensive they become, because they're considered odd sizes and they make them in smaller lots. They don't sell as many, so they have to charge more for them. So anyway, we've scoped it out. We're going to get a bigger water heater, and it's going to be electric, and it's going to deliver us a steady stream of hot water. And I am so relieved. I'm so relieved to get the bad news. Wow. It's been an interesting start to the year. Now, I hope this doesn't presage any kind of, you know, trend that we're going to have in 2024, but I am kind of grateful for this insight into my own character, right? Because you can get lulled into thinking that everything's perfect and everything's beautiful and nothing can touch you, right? I mean, not in a rational sense, you know. You know, if you're sitting and talking rationally, you know things can go wrong at any moment, and everybody's life is just, you know, hanging on a heartbeat. Everybody, you know. But you get comfortable and you get used to being comfortable. And when things shake that up, if you're like me or my dad, you can find yourself being less than useful. I think I did everything I needed to do. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't like a basket case in the corner, but I made it unpleasant to be around me. And that was absolutely unnecessary. You know, Little Bronx was oblivious to the whole thing. You know, you tell him and he's like, oh, all right, all right. You know, and he just goes on with his cronies online and, you know, continues doing what he's doing. But I did make Mrs. Bronx have an unpleasant time a couple days. She was like, yeah, I saw you going through it, and I just figured, well, I'll just let him go, and then we'll pick it up when it's all done, because she knows me. And that's what we did. But I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be this guy that is no good or unpleasant to be around in a crisis, because I never used to be that way. See, there's the thing, dear listener. I used to pride myself in being good in a crisis. You know, when things go wrong, I'm a man of action, right? I may not be able to do anything because I have no skills, right? I have nothing to do, but I don't freak out. Well, now I freak out because I'm an old man and I have an old man's panic. And there's no reason for that. Nobody's life was on the line here, right? Yeah, it's a big deal, and you got to pay attention to it, and you got to, you know, and some aspects of it, you got to react quickly, right? Shutting the water off, I had to do it as soon as I heard it. I knew what it was, and I reacted, right? Oh, yeah, I was like a chicken with my head cut off, running around the house, flapping my wings, but I got out there, and I knew what tool to get. I knew how to do it. I had to dig it all out. I had to, you know, because there's a shutoff valve outside near the road. That's the one I have to do. And I went out and I got that opened and I turned it off and it was just fine. The whole thing was just fine. And there was no real reason to be panicked. But there you go. It was illuminating. In a way, I'm not happy we went through it. I'm not happy this has happened, don't get me wrong. But if there is a silver lining to any of it, well, I guess it's twofold. We're going to end up with a much more reliable water heater, hopefully anyway. Are you stopping? I don't know if you're stopping. Okay. Something I don't have to get down there with the, I use a big long lighter for like you would use for a gas grill. That's how you'd have to relight this thing. Because again, it's a propane tank. It always has a pilot light on the bottom. I won't have to do any of that. You won't have to do anything, right? It's electric. You don't have to do anything, you know? You just plug it in and fill it and it's done. That's it. That's all you do, right? So, I'm so looking forward to that. I'm so not worrying about, you know, because whenever a big breeze would come by on a windy day, the pilot light would get blown out because it has to have an intake on the bottom and a flue on the top for the fumes, right? None of that. None of that, right? None of that. So that's beautiful. I'm looking forward to that. So that's wonderful. But on a personal note, I am actually grateful for this insight. I am actually grateful to know that it is in me to be less than I want to be. And because of that, because I know that this is something that can happen, I can work on it, right? I can work on it. I can make myself a better guy. But if you're not tested, a lot of times you don't know where you're failing, you know, where your weak links are, where you can fail. You know, a lot of times you don't know. Well, now I know. And I know the what should I say? I know the circumstances that have brought it about. But I don't know. We'll see. You know, it has to do a lot with my sense of self-worth and my lack of skills, my decisive lack of skills in being handy. And that's a whole blue-collar guilt thing that I think I've talked about before, but it's definitely real. So I've spilled cough tea everywhere. I didn't even notice. Well, that's no good. I was talking to you. I even got it on me and I didn't notice. Jeepers creepers, dear listener. Oh, well, it is what it is. Okay, I gotta go. I am at the shelter.